This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I'm joined by Courtney Hanna of Helping Heroes, Inc. How are you today, Courtney?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So what exactly is Helping Heroes, Inc.?
Helping Heroes is a nonprofit organization that I started to help our military and our veterans. We kind of are going to send Christmas packages overseas to our deployed troops. We're going to make blankets for our veterans in nursing homes, and we'd like to financially help military families and veterans.
Sure. Now, do you know any current service members or any of them related to you?
Yes. My brother's active duty Air Force, and that's kind of how this got started.
Sure. How exactly did it get started then?
Well, my brother was stationed in Kuwait for his 21st birthday, and my family sent him packages, and some of the candies that I sent him he wasn't too fond of, so he shared with coworkers, and it really made one guy's day to get something as small as a little package of candy, so I decided that I would send some Christmas packages this past year, and we ended up with 57 large flat rate boxes through the Postal Service and custom-made t-shirts, homemade candies, all kinds of stuff. So it really became bigger than what I thought, and then I was asked to continue to do it. So I filed all the paperwork at the first of the year to become a nonprofit organization, and here we are.
Very cool. So now you are looking to help both deployed service members and also veterans at home, correct?
Yes.
So for the deployed service members, you can send them care packages. What types of services are you looking to provide for veterans at home?
For veterans at home, we would like to recognize them by doing something for them. Right now, we've come up with making the blankets for veterans in nursing homes, but we're still working on something for veterans who are not in nursing homes. I think as we go, we'll figure out what, you know, where we can help and what the best ways to help are. And then as well as helping like disabled veterans, you know, a lot of their insurances don't cover things like a wheelchair ramp at their home or, you know, things like that. And that's where we could step in and make a difference.
And what would you say is the main focus of the organization right now?
Right now, definitely the Christmas boxes, because that's kind of what we started with. Everything else is just kind of, you know, if I'm going to be able to do one thing, I hope to be able to do a bunch of different things to help best in the communities.
Now, is there some way that you select what service members receive these packages? Are they local people or what?
I would definitely like to start with local people. This past Christmas, of course, I didn't have any addresses for anyone other than my brother, so it ended up being his unit. I believe he was the only person from the state of Illinois. Everyone else was from a little bit of everywhere. But you know, when we've got stuff and we need to get it somewhere, and if we don't have addresses, it's going to go, you know, it's going to go to wherever we have an address for.
Okay, sure. Now, as I understand, you guys have a pretty big event coming up here on Saturday. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. It's down at the American Legion in Edgewood. We're going to start at noon. We'll have dinner provided by Lickin' My Chicken and Pullin' My Pork. We're going to have a volleyball tournament and a cornhole tournament. We'll have carnival games and face painting for kids. We're going to have a bunch of baskets with donations from area businesses and individuals. We've got stuff from John Deere, we've got stuff from the NRA, we've got from the Harley Barn, we have some things from some people who do direct sales, Signature Home Styles, Norwex, Tupperware, we've got a lot of gift cards from Kira Cuts, so tons of haircuts and colors and all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay, and the event is family friendly then?
Yes, it is.
And it's going to go from noon to what time?
It's just going to go to whenever it's over with the tournaments. I don't really know how long they'll take. It depends on how many teams we have and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, the proceeds from this event will go to supporting the Christmas boxes?
Yeah, the Christmas boxes, since that's our main priority, that's kind of where it will go first. And then whatever's left over from that, we'll start in with seeing what we can do around Veterans Day and wherever else we can go with the money.
Now, earlier you mentioned that you guys were thinking about making this into a annual thing.
Yes. If we have a good turnout on Saturday, this fundraiser will be an annual thing, kind of for something for people in the community to get out and do, as well as help support us.
Now, as far as the organization, are you the only one who's organizing things, or do you have some help?
No, I actually have 6 other board members. There's 7 of us total. Kind of the way things are ran with a nonprofit is you have to have other people. We take votes on everything, and it's majority rules. So not everything, even though this is kind of my idea, not everything, you know, comes down to it being just my say in it. So it's kind of nice to have all the other brains to think about everything and come together on stuff.
Of course. Now, you guys have a couple other fundraisers coming up on the 13th and the 14th, I believe, as well.
Yes. Those will be at Lone Star here in Effingham. When I talk to them about a possible donation for our raffle baskets for the June 4th fundraiser, they gave us a couple of options, one being a gift card for the raffle baskets and the other to be for this fundraiser. They will give 15% of anybody's check that comes in the 13th and 14th to eat. All you have to do is mention that you're there to dine for Helping Heroes, and then they take care of the rest and donate 15% back to us.
Sounds like that's pretty easy to do then, too. How about a great cause?
Yeah.
Now, if someone were interested in volunteering or helping you guys out, are there opportunities for them to do so?
Yes. On Saturday, we need volunteers kind of to help run the games and serve food, clean up, things like that. If you're interested, you can contact me on Facebook or my cell phone, or you can be at the Legion by 10:45 in the morning and help us get ready to go.
And in general, if someone's interested in the organization, where can they go to find more information?
They can go to Facebook, Helping Heroes Incorporated, and we don't have a website right now, so that's the easiest way to find us. And then all of my information is on there, my phone number and our email address to get in touch with us.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much for your time today. Good luck with your fundraiser on Saturday.
Thank you.
And check them out on Facebook, Helping Heroes, Inc. For Effingham Radio News, this is Ethan Kruger.